Last-minute Christmas shoppers in France hit the stores today. The second-hand stores, that is. The world's Jerry Hadden goes shopping the French way in the northeastern city of Nancy.
You can find just about anything in this massive second-hand store in Nancy. There's everything from old skis to clothes to bed frames. There's even second-hand art. This shopper, Jean Nathan, found a painting for a friend. It's a portrait of American Indians with wolves.
It's a pleasure to give this, and it will certainly be a pleasure for my friend to receive it.
Jean Nathan says there's nothing déclassé about giving a used item as a gift. In fact, a recent study suggests that 4 out of 5 French people are perfectly happy to receive a second-hand present. That willingness is twice the European average. That's why the owner of this store, Jean-Pierre, says he and his employees are so busy.
D'ailleurs, des livraisons sont encore prévues en début d'après-midi.
We'll be delivering all afternoon this Christmas Eve so that people can get the items under their Christmas trees at the last moment.
Jean-Pierre says the economic crisis brings in shoppers in search of bargains, and he says it's changing what they buy. Jean Nathan just bought that painting, but most French are looking for more practical presents this year, such as appliances. This store is doing great last-minute business in second-hand fridges and washing machines. Owner Régine Rougière says the low prices are one reason, but reducing pollution is another.
The idea here is to reuse, to promote sustainable development, rather than consuming more and having to manufacture more.
But the main reason the French embrace second-hand gift-giving lies in their culture. The French have a well-worn tradition of exploring flea markets and consignment shops. A 5-year-old girl named Noor lives with her mother, Sophie Steiner, in Nancy. Mom says she often buys Noor used toys and clothes.
When I discover something for 1 or 2 euros, I'm happier than if I found something for 200 euros. It's more original. You search, you find, you're happy.
And secondhand shopping in France is getting a big boost online. Steiner has her favorite website. It's called Le Bon Coin. It lets you shop virtually, but locally.
That means I can buy or sell from neighbors. You feel safer about the deal because you can actually go and see the product.
Steiner says France has become a second-hand browser's paradise. You can poke around for used treasures on the internet, even on rainy days like today, when you don't feel like trudging out to the shops. For The World, I'm Jerry Hadden in Nancy, France.